Now this is a dictation for Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Lips, L-I-P-P-S, December 2348. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a follow-up for Mr. Lips, advanced renal failure, prior stroke, right-sided weakness. He looks frail, doesn't drive anymore. He gets help for groceries. He does his own meal, cooking meals, only one meal and snacking, lives alone, progressive weight loss, no reported vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, has a suprapubic catheter, catheter change every month, denies gross blood infection, abdominal pain, fever, still smoking few cigarettes, no oxygen CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, there is arthritis, shoulders, denies alcohol, discontinued many years back. Medication list review, I will highlight Norvasc, anticoagulation with Eliquis, next paragraph, he looks disheveled but pleasant cooperative, way down to 118, previously 132, blood pressure nurse 137.77, COPD abnormalities but distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, no gross abdominal distension, suprapubic catheter in place, no gross edema, there is muscle wasting. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. September, creatinine 2.46, which is baseline, GFR 26, stage 4, anemia 11.7, large red blood cells 102, other chemistries review. Next paragraph, CKD, stage 4, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, indwelling folic catheter, no recent infection, bleeding, or sepsis. Blood pressure acceptable. Anemia, macrocytosis, no EPO treatment. Normal potassium acid base, no bicarbonate, no change of diet. Normal nutrition, calcium, no need for binders. Underlying COPD. Still smoking, unfortunately. Has prior stroke. He was able to have good understanding of my questions and answering appropriate. Continue to monitor. End of dictation.